Please turn to the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
And
please read together chapter 4, verse 4 and 5.
哥林多后书第四章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光。 从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。Chapter
4, verse 5 and 6. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our heart to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
我们再一同祷告。
And let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你给我们在一起聚集的机会。
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to let us gather again.
我们相信我们在这样的时间、这样的环境、这样的情况底下聚集在一起，绝不是偶然。
We believe this is not by chance that we can gather in this time and circumstances.
你一定在我们身上有什么？ 旨意或者有什么工作，
You must have your will and work on us.
我们无依无靠地把自己交托在你的手中。
We have no one else to depend on except onto your hand.
因为许多的题目对我们来讲好像又熟悉， 但是又非常的陌生。
Because there are so many topics that are strange to us but also familiar to us.
我们若不是蒙你的怜悯， 我们没有更新的认识。
If it's not because of your mercy, we will not understand it further.
若没有你的怜悯， 我们也不能从你的话中得到力量。
If it's not because of your mercy, we would not receive the strength from your words.
我们何等需要你， 真是将你的话向我们打开。
How much we need you to open your word to us.
何等需要你， 将你的生命倾倒到我们的心里面，倾倒到我们的身里面。
How much we need your life to pour into our life.
叫我们能够满有你的生命，
so that we can fill with your life.
叫我们能够被你所差遣，
so that we can be ordered by you.
叫我们能够被你所使用，
so that we can be used by you.
叫我们的生命在你面前有意义，
so that our life is meaningful to you.
叫我们的生命在你面前， 叫我们的生活在你面前得着纪念，
so that our life and our livings can be memorized by you.
我们求主今天再施恩给我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
施恩怜悯为主说话的。
Have grace and mercy on the one who speaks.
施恩怜悯做翻译的。
Have grace and mercy on the one who translates.
施恩怜悯在一同在主面前听话的。
Have grace and mercy on the one who is listening in front of you.
我们若没有主的怜悯， 我们怎能更多的认识主。
Without your mercy, how can we understand you more?
我们若没有主的怜悯， 我们里面怎么能够又活泼又新鲜？
Without Lord's mercy, how can we have a fresh person?
为着我们的软弱， 我们赞美你。
Because of our weakness, we praise you.
为着我们的无能为力， 我们赞美你。
Because our unable, we praise you.
为着我们需要不断地仰望你的怜悯， 直到永生， 我们赞美你。
For the need that we need to look upon you for the eternal life, we praise you.
我们无依无靠的今天在求你向我们说话。
We have no one else to depend on you except you to speak to us.
也求你堵住我们的破口。
And please fill our broken hole.
你知道我们何等的软弱。
You know how weak we are.
我们求主使用这一点的时间。
We ask Lord to use this little time.
也捆绑恶者的搅扰。
And bound the evil one.
让我们在这里遇见你。
So that we can meet you.
我们今天在这里聚集， 最大的收获就是能够遇见你。
Our gathering here today, the biggest receiving is to receive you.
愿主照你的旨意而行。
And may Lord work according to your will.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
We pray. Amen.
刚才我们读的这一句话里面有一个词。
We just read the verses and there is a term here.
这个词是传基督耶稣为主。
And the term is preach Jesus Christ as Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
Jesus Christ is Lord.
是一个不争的事实。
This is the true fact.
但是这一个为主传道的人说他要传耶稣基督是主。
But for the preachers, he said he will preach Jesus Christ as Lord.
这个传呢，不是指道理的传。
This preach doesn't preach only theory.
这传呢，就是宣告。
This preach is announce.
宣告耶稣基督是主。
Announce and pronounce Jesus Christ as Lord.
这是保罗他对哥林多的弟兄姊妹所讲的话。
This is what Paul said to the Corinthian churches.
他在哥林多的弟兄姊妹当中宣告他所传的他所宣告的耶稣基督是主。
Among brothers and sisters in the Corinthian church, he preached Jesus Christ, announced Jesus Christ as Lord.
虽然他讲了许许多多的真理。
Although he has talked about a lot of facts.
但是绕的一个中心就是耶稣他宣告耶稣基督是主。
But it is surrounding the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord.
不止保罗做这样的宣告。
Not only Paul has this announcement.
我们所有愿意侍奉主的人也应当做这样的宣告。
All those who are willing to serve God should have the same announcement.
我们应当亲自认识主是主。
We should know Lord himself as the Lord.
我们也在所有的机会里面宣告主是主。
In all the opportunities that we have, we should announce Lord as Lord.
不只是愿意侍奉主的人应该宣告。
Not only the one who are willing to serve God.
所有的基督徒都应当大声大胆地宣告耶稣基督是主。
But all the Christians should be bravely announcing it loudly that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
我请问弟兄姊妹。
Let me ask brothers and sisters.
你敢不敢在你所接触到的环境里面，所接触到问题里面，你宣告耶稣基督是主？
Are you brave enough to announce Jesus Christ as Lord when in the circumstances that you are in?
耶稣基督是主。
Jesus Christ as Lord.
这是我们心中应该很清楚的。
This should be very clear in our heart.
但不是一个口号。
But this is not just a slogan.
它是一个实际。
It is a fact.
我们可以从我们被创造可以看到。
We can see this through the creations.
人一堕落之后，人就失去了方向。
After human fallen, they lost the direction.
除非我们知道神创造我们的目的。
Unless we know the creation objectives by Lord.
如果我们不知道神创造我们的目的。
If we don't know the objectives of Lord creation.
我们就没有方向。
Then we lost our direction.
你可能在这世界上很有成就。
You may be very successful on this world.
但是可能你没有人生的方向。
But you may lose the true direction.
但是主在创造我们的时候。
When God created us.
在人还没有犯罪堕落的时候。
Before man was fallen and sin.
从神的创造里面神已经宣告对我们有旨意。
From God's creation, he already gave us his will.
所以在启示录第四章的最后。
And therefore in the book of Genesis, chapter 4.
有一个赞美说万物都是因着神的旨意而创造。
There is an announcement saying that all creatures are made through God.
万物都是因着神旨意而创造。
All creations are made through God's will.
我们的受造是神有他特殊的心意。
God has a special will to create us.
当我在读创世纪的时候。
When I was reading the book of Genesis,
特别在头两章
especially in the first two chapters,
那个讲到人的受造的时候
talks about the creation of man.
主创造人的时候，他有一个宣告。
When God created man, he has an announcement.
那这个宣告呢，里面从他的宣告里面对人有四个词来托付人。
In this announcement, he has four terms to lay upon man.
我想还是看一下好一点。
And let's read together.
创世纪第一章。
Book of Genesis, chapter 1.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
创世纪第一章二十六节说，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬一切的昆虫。
Verse 26, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
请注意这里有一个词是管理。
Here, pay attention to the words that say rule over.
这个管理是什么意思呢？
What does this rule over mean?
当然我们现在想的就是你如果念 MBA 的话，那是学管理。
Nowadays we thought about the master degree in business.
或者你在一个政府里面做事的话，你是管理。
Or if you're working in the government organizations, you thought about management.
但是圣经用这个字的是它的内容呢，比这个意思丰富很多。
But the Bible used rule over, this word has more meaning than management.
因为我们如果单纯从中文的管理的翻译来认识的话，
If we only read the Chinese version, the management,
我们失去了很多。
We lost a lot of meanings.
这个管理的意思呢，它有意思就把什么东西摆在下面。
Here, when it talks about rule over, it rule over something.
哎，它呢有一个翻译的意思叫做 tread down.
One of the translations means to tread down.
就是呢踏在脚的下面。
That is to subdue it under your feet.
或者把它踩碎。
Or to stumble on with your feet.
另外一个字呢是征服的意思。
And another word is subjugated.
啊，征服。
To conquer.
啊。还有一个意思呢，是压碎的意思。
Or to crumble off.
另外一个才是掌权的意思。
And another one is to rule.
所以这里面的意思很多的。
There are many meanings behind this term.
这是在人还没有犯罪以前。
Before man sinned.
还没有犯罪以前，神就用这个字。
Before man sinned, God used this word.
可见神把人摆在一个很特殊的环境里面。
You can see that God has put man in this special position.
这个特殊的环境，人起头可能还不太清楚。
In this special position, man may not understand in the beginning.
但是神在宣告他创造人的时候呢，这个词已经用出来了。
But when God announced creation of man, he already used this word.
所以一定有什么负面的东西在那里，已经存在的。
And there is the negative side of this word.
所以使得人被受造之后，
And so that after the creation of man,
他需要踩碎，
he need to be crumbled off.
他需要征服，
he need to be conquered.
他需要去压碎，
he need to crumble off.
他需要去运用他的神给他的权柄，
he need to use the authority that God gave him.
当然，他这个词用了后面直接接的就是海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地。并地上所爬一切的昆虫。
And it used this word over the fish of the seas, the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
有属灵灵界经历的人会这样的提醒我们。
The one who has the experience in the spiritual world will remind us.
有一些的动物，黑暗的势力是可以利用的。
There are some animals can be used by the darkness power.
当然我们如果没有什么这个属灵的灵界的这些征战的经历，你不会注意到这个事。
But if you don't have this fight experience with the spiritual world, you may not understand.
但是这里呢，你会发现呢，它这个词是接着这些下面来。
But here you can see this term rule over continued down.
我们不要从外面找 其实我们从创世纪第三章就看到了。
We do not need to seek anywhere else except we can see all of them in the chapter 3 in the book of Genesis.
怎么是那个蛇来对人说话呢？
Why is the serpent talking to human?
怎么是那个蛇来引诱人呢？
Why is the serpent inducing the man?
所以呢，可见这个蛇呢，已经被一个黑暗的势力呢，在那里霸占，在那运用。
Therefore, you can see the darkness power is over the serpent.
啊，所以有一个词就是管理。
So there is this word that is rule over.
啊，当然意思比这讲的要多很多。
But the meaning, the true meaning, is more than just rule over.
另外，请看第一章二十八节。
Let's look at chapter 1:28.
他说：“神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。”
God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number." Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
这里呢，治理这个字是另外一个字。
Here, the rule over, subdue is another word.
那就是我们姊妹刚刚讲的那个征服的意思。
To conquer, subdue it.
它同时也是有这个踩碎、压碎的意思。
And here it has the meaning also the crumble off.
所以人虽然受造在地上
Therefore, even man was created on earth.
人并没有理所当然就已经得到这块地
Man did not just receive all the creatures.
神把人摆在地上要人征服这块地
God made man on the earth to rule over it, to conquer.
所以呢征服这块地是神对人的托付
To subdue the earth is the will of God.
前面讲是万物伏在人的权下。
In the beginning, it says all the creatures are under man.
现在讲是这块地伏在人的权下。
And here it talks about the land subdued under man.
好，那再看第三个词。
And let's look at the third.
在第二章十五节。
In chapter 2:12.
耶和华神。将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。就这么多。
Verse 15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
这里是摆在一个地方叫做伊甸园。
Here men were put in a place called Garden of Eden.
是人享受神的同在，享受神的供应，享受神丰富的一个地方。
It's a place where man can enjoy the supply and provides and gathering with God.
那中文的翻译是修理，还有看守两个词。
In the Chinese translation, it says to work it and take care of it.
修理呢，这是中文的翻译，但是它这个那个原文的意思呢，是服侍或者是工作的意思。
And in the original text, it means work it or serve it.
或者是劳碌。
Or to work hard.
劳碌啊，或者是什么，做奴隶。
Or be servant.
所以呢，人受造不是躺在那里休息的。
So man was created not to lie there.
当然，我们都很喜欢躺在那里休息。
Of course, we like to lie and rest.
我们没有得救以前，我们觉得我们劳劳碌碌。
Before we are saved, we feel very tired.
我们得救以后呢，我们觉得我应该好好的休息了。
And after we are saved, we feel that we should rest.
所以呢，我们就好像就瘫在那里就休息了。
So we were resting there.
但是这里呢，都是人还没有犯罪以前。
But this is before man sin.
人还没有犯罪以前，神把人。摆在伊甸园里面的时候，不是躺在那里休息。
Before man sin, God put man in the Garden of Eden not to rest but to work.
神把人摆在伊甸园里面的时候，是叫他工作。
God put man to the Garden of Eden to work.
叫他服侍。
To serve.
叫他劳碌。
To work hard.
叫他好像奴隶一样，神的奴隶来做事情。
To work as God's servant.
因为他是神的奴隶，他就应该看神。
Because he is God's servant, he should look upon God.
他要仰望神的带领。
He should look upon God's command.
所以他有神的同在。
So he was with God.
伊甸园是充满神同在的地方。
Garden of Eden is full of God's presence.
它有神的供应。
It has God's provide.
还有神的丰富。
And it has God's abundance.
所以一面看到他在那里服事。
So at one side we see that he's working in it.
但是所有的供应都是从神那里来。
But all the supplies came from God.
不是他自己。
Not from him.
他虽然需要工作。
Even though he has to work,
他虽然需要劳碌
even though he has to work,
他虽然需要服侍
even though he has to serve,
他虽然好像奴隶一样
even though he was like a servant,
但是一切都是从神那里给的
but all came from God.
这是人没有堕落以前
this is before man was fallen,
不是人堕落以后
not the fact after man was fallen.
所以这让我们就更加明白说我们不管是我们得救的人哈有一个选择是你要做罪的奴仆呢还是你要做义的奴仆
So we should understand that for the one who are saved are you going to be the slaves of righteousness or the slave of sin
就是说你要做罪的奴隶呢还是做义的奴隶
Do you want to be the slave of sins or the slave of righteousness
有一个事实就是人呢人的形象事实上就是奴仆的形象就是奴隶的形象
The fact is man's image is the slave's image
所以主耶稣道成肉身
So when Jesus Christ became flesh,
他说是取了奴隶的形象
He became the slave's image.
那就是应该工作。
And this is what happened to us.
应该有服侍。
So we should serve.
啊，所以这给我们应该是很好的提醒。
This has reminded us.
这些都是人还没有堕落以前的。
This is happening before man was fallen.
啊，今天我们蒙恩得救。
Today we are saved by grace.
我们被带回到这个。人没有犯罪以前的情况。
We were brought to the condition before man was sin.
不是叫我们躺在那里休息。
Not to ask us to rest.
而是要我们学会去在伊甸园里面支取神所有的丰富。
But to ask us to learn how to receive the providing from the Garden of Eden through God.
得着神所有的供应。
To receive all the supplies from God.
做神所要我们做的。
To do the work that God wants us to do.
还有另外一个词。
And there is another term,
counsel,
to take care, watch.
这 counsel 是就是保守的意思。
This means keep.
但另外意思呢，就是把篱笆围起来，用树把篱笆围起来，挡起来，跟外面有隔绝。
And another meaning is to hedge around the garden.
所以工作不止在里面工作。
So work is not only work inside.
好像工作呢，也要跟这个外界呢有分别的。
The work has to be separated from the outside world.
而且不只有分别呢，还要好像守卫一样来保守。
Not only to separate, but it has to guard from the outside world.
今天在我们身上常常就缺乏一个情形，我们跟世界分不出来的。
Today there is a situation that we cannot be separated from the world.
对不对？常常人家说哦你原来你是基督徒啊。
We always found that people would say, oh, you are a Christian?
是很久很久他才说哦原来你是基督徒啊。
After a long time, they found out, oh, you are a Christian.
我怎么看不出来呢
I never noticed it.
我怎么认识你那么久从来没看从来不觉得你像基督徒呢
I knew you so long, but I never knew that you are a Christian.
到了这个争利益的时候说啊我是基督徒。
When you are fighting for something, then you start saying that you are a Christian.
我就遇到过这样的人。
I have met people like this.
在办公室满口的脏话。
In the office, he has all the dirty words.
哇，满有都是诡诈的。
It has all the tricky thought.
啊，你看着你就觉得很可怕。
And you feel this person is terrible.
等到有一天他来到一个基督徒的长官面前的时候。
And one day when he was before a Christian, commander.
他说我也是基督徒。
And he will say, I'm a Christian too.
这存心做什么？这存心就是要升官。
And what is the purpose of saying it is to be promoted.
没有人看得出来。
Nobody can see it.
所以当我听到的时候，我就觉得他是基督徒。
And when we heard it, we were like, he was a Christian.
没有分别。
No separation.
完全没有分别。
No difference.
你不可能得到一个生命与世界是没有分别的。
It's impossible for you to receive a life that is no distinguished with the world.
除非你没有那个生命。
Unless you don't have that life.
或者你不愿意照着那个生命。
Or you are not willing to act according to that life.
所以这里有一个 cancer 有一个意思，好像与世界分别。
And therefore here it has a meaning of keep guard, which is to distinguish you from the world.
有一个篱笆筑起来。
And there is this hedge to separate you.
好像耶路撒冷需要一个城墙筑起来。
It's like the wall around the Jerusalem.
见证耶路撒冷是属神的。
To testify that Jerusalem belonged to the God.
而且呢，需要你好像需要做守卫一样，保守。
And you have to act like a guard.
而且呢，你需要保护。
To protect.
而且要参与神的工作。
And to attend.With the work of God.
我看到这几个词后，我心里很惊讶。
After I found these meanings of the world, I'm surprised.
这都是在人犯罪以前的。
These were all before man was sin.
因为我们一般想说，哎呀，因为我现在有，因为我犯罪了，有撒旦的权势，所以我现在才开始警醒这件事情。
We generally thought that because of the Satan, we never thought of this.
但是在人犯罪以前，神创造人的时候，神已把他的心意在他的宣告中告诉我们。
But before man was sin, when God created man, he already announced all these terms to us.
我所解释的只是很少的。
I only explained very little.
需要主启示我们。
We need God's revelation.
而且呢主说要生养众多，遍满地面。
And God said, "Multiply and fill the earth."
那就是不但要他们得着，他们的子孙呢，也能够照着他们在神面前所得着的，能够往前去。
Not only for the created man to receive, but also for the descendant to receive the earth.
而且在这一个伊甸园里面呢，神对人呢。有一条命令。
And there is this command for man in the Garden of Eden.
有人认为律法是在摩西的时候才有的。
People thought that the law came down through Moses.
他在旧约好像是何西阿或者是哪一卷书里面讲到，在摩西之前呢，已经有神给一个律法。
But in the book of Hosea, it already mentioned that the commandment came before Moses.
但是这条律法呢，只有一条而已。
And this commandment has only one.
就是神吩咐这些人呢，神吩咐那个亚当的说，园中各样树的果子你都可以随意吃，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
God commanded Adam, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die."
这是神对人的唯一要求。
This is the only demand that God has on man.
人被摆在伊甸园里面很享受。
Man was put in the Garden of Eden to enjoy.
人如果跟神的关系正常，万物都要听人的指挥。
With the normal relationship between man and God, all the creatures will listen to man.
但为什么神不让人就为所欲为就算了？
But why not God let man to do whatever he likes?
神呢还摆了一条命令，只一条而已。
And God still put one command, only one.
你只要遵守这一条就够了。
You only need to follow this one.
啊，不像这个十诫还有十条。
It's not like the Ten Commandments. You have ten commandments.
啊，这里只有一条。
Follow. Here we only have one.
啊，这一条呢，有弟兄提醒我们。
Some brothers reminded us about this one commandment.
这提醒我们，人受造。在万物之上，却是永远在神之下。
It reminded us that man was created above all other creatures, but is always below God.
所以，你只要尊神为大，你只要听从神，你就不会犯这一条。
So as long as you obey God, then you would never commit disobey this command.
所以，但是人堕落了，后来的律法就更复杂了。
And the commandment become more complicated.
所以有时候哈，就是我就感觉哈，神其实要我们走的路是一个很简单的路。
Actually, I always felt that God would have a simple way for us.
但是我们有时候就放弃了简单的路，反而走了非常的困难跟复杂的路。
But we gave up the simple way and go into the complicated one.
增加了很多的痛苦，增加了很多的成本。
And add on a lot of cost and sufferings on us.
那在人堕落以前呢，神已经设立了婚姻。
Before man was fallen, God has already set up the marriage.
这个呢，那个时候婚姻呢，神说这个夏娃呢是亚当的配偶。God
has set Eve as the wife of Adam.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你听配偶，你懂不懂他的意思？
I don't know if you understand the meaning of spouse.
我一直很久都搞不懂这个意思，配偶你什么意思？
I have not been understanding this term for a while.
当然我们中文讲配偶就好像是一个一半，一个另外更好的一半，对不对？
In Chinese, we will thought of it as half and the other half.
但是在这个圣经里面讲的这个配偶，其实它后面解释就是帮手，帮助他的意思。
And in the Bible, the behind meaning of spouse is helper.
所以亚当是神直接造的。
So Adam was created by God directly.
然后夏娃呢，是从亚当再造出来的。
And Eve was created through Adam.
神安排有他的秩序。
God has his order.
所以神就要夏娃呢，来帮助亚当。
So God wants Eve to help Adam.
那帮助亚当做什么呢？
To help him to do what?
是不是赚更多的钱呢？
To make more money?
是不是种更多的树呢？
To plant more trees?
或是不是生更多的孩子呢？
To give more children?
是不是在地上累积更多的产业呢？
To accumulate more inheritance on the earth?
我想远远超过这些。
I believe all surpass these.
因为神起头造人的心意要借着亚当成就。
Because the original will that God has created man is to be accomplished through Adam.
那夏娃呢是亚当的配偶，是帮手，他就要与亚当一同来成就神的心意。
Eva was created as spouse of Adam to help him to accomplish God's will.
所以是帮手。
She is the helper.
所以人跟神之间没有任何问题。
So when God and man has no trouble,
人就可以同心合意。
Man can have this one heart.
但人跟神之间出了问题。
But when there is the relationship problem between man and God,
人就没有办法同心合意。
Then man cannot have one heart.
你知道在新约在主耶稣的时候，
You know, in the New Testament, when Jesus Christ was here,
这个法利赛人来问主说，人可不可以离婚休妻啊？
The Pharisees came to Jesus Christ and asked, can a man divorce his wife?
然后主回答说，神所配合的，人不可以分开。
And Jesus answered, if it's put together by God, man cannot separate them.
神所配合的，人不可分开。
Being put together by God, man cannot separate them.
这个配合是什么意思？
And what does this put together means?
这个配合的原文的意思是一同负一个轭。
To put together means, in the original text means, to hold the same yoke.
Yeah. 人犯罪之后，有一个轭加在人的身上。
After man sinned, there is this yoke add upon man.
婚姻，丈夫妻子的关系，从帮手的关系，又加了一个限制，恶的关系。Between
husband and wife, beside the marriage relationship, there is additional burden, the yoke.
所以你看到说，这一个，不管一个人多喜欢另外一个人。So
no matter how this person loves the other person,
他总有东西让你觉得过不去。
There is something that will make you trouble.
你如果一直挑那过不去的点，
If you continue to look at that little thing that make you trouble,
那就是导致分开的原因。
And that will become the cause to make you to separate you.
但是呢，事实上呢，那是一个轭。
But that is actually a yoke.
是一同需要神的恩典。
The yoke that needs the grace from God together.
但是我们刚才其实看这些东西，为什么看这些东西？
We just look at all these.
就是在人犯罪以前。
That is before man sin.
神把人摆在伊甸园。
God put man in the Garden of Eden.
神把人摆在这个地上。
God put man on this earth.
不管是一个人也好。
No matter it's one person.
或者是一家也好。
Or the whole family.
或全人类也好。
Or the whole human beings.
或者是你工作也好。
Or in your work.
或者是你家庭也好。
Or in your family.
全部都是为着神的心意。
All have to work towards God's will.
全部都是应该为着神的旨意而活。
All should be lived because of God's will.
这个是在人堕落之前神就已经安排了。
This is set by God before man sin.
所以神给我们家庭不是只是叫你生几个小孩很高兴在妻前跑来跑去。
So God gave us a family not just to ask us to add a few children to our family.
不止如此。
Not just this.
神要你全家一同来侍奉主。
God wants your whole family to serve him.
我提这个呢，就是保罗他在宣告耶稣基督是主。I
mentioned this because when Apostle Paul announced Jesus Christ as Lord.
而且要我们传耶稣基督是主。And
want us to preach Jesus Christ as Lord.
我们就面对一个问题。And
we have this question.
你是为什么而活？
What are you living for?
你为什么？ 活在这个地上。
Why you live on this world?
你信主以前是为什么活？
Before you believe in Lord, why are you living?
你信主以后是为什么活？
After you believe in Lord, why are you living?
因为你如果不知道你为什么活，
Because if you don't know why you live,
你恐怕没有机会传耶稣基督为主。
You will not have chance to preach Jesus Christ.
只有你知道你为什么活，
Only when you know why are you living.
只有耶稣基督是主，在你的心中不再是一个口号。
Only when Jesus Christ as Lord is no longer a slogan in your heart.
保罗在讲这话，他说：“那个吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我的心里。”Apostle
said here, "The light that shines in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God."
是好像在我身上做一件全新的事情。
Has renewed me.
我从来不知道的事情。
Has done something that I have never known.
但有一天神的光照到我的心里面。
But one day when the light of God shine in me.
我们知道很多家里面都挂个牌子说耶稣基督是主。
We know a lot of family, we have this plate that was written Jesus Christ as Lord.
耶稣基督是我家之主。
Jesus Christ is the Lord of my family.
但是牌子归牌子，我归我。
But the plate is the plate, and me is still me.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
The Lord, the God who ordered the light to shine out.
照在我的心里。
Shine in our hearts.
神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
The glory of God shine on Jesus Christ.
我才开始明白。
Then I start to begin to understand.
他是主。
He is Lord.
他真的是主。
He truly is the Lord.
他在凡事上都是主。
He is Lord in everything.
他在任何地方都是主。
He is Lord in everywhere.
他在任何时候都是主。
He is Lord in any time.
我就开始过一个跟以前不一样的生活。
Then I start a life that is different from before.
这个时候，我就要开始经历他是主所带给我的那一切的恩典和丰富。
This time I will start enjoying all the grace and the abundance in the life that He is my Lord.
我发现我时间不够。
I find the time not enough.
因为下面要的需要讲的时间就多一点。
Because I need more time to talk about the next.
不过我想，我还是要求主帮助我们。
But I think we need God's help.
他那个光能够照在我们心里面。
Let that light shine into our hearts.
因为我们前面的路是很有很丰富的变化。
Because the way in front of us is going to change abundantly.
因为你见证耶稣基督是主。
When you testify Jesus Christ as Lord,
不是个口号。
It's not a slogan.
你要在得主的恩典上建立是主，见证他是主。
You have to testify that Jesus Christ is Lord in His abundance.
你要在得主的拯救上见证他是主。
You have to testify Him in His salvation.
你要在得神的安慰上见证他是主。
You have to testify Him through His comfort.
你要在经历各样为主经历各样艰难的事上来见证他是主。
You have to testify Him through, while you are in tribulations.
其中有一个事情就是你为基督受苦。
And one of the things is to suffer for the Christ.
你交通于基督的苦。
You have fellowship in Christ's sufferings.
来见证他是苦。
To testify that He is the Lord.
所以这里面呢就有很多的路要走。
So here you have a long way to go.
所以这里面呢如果我们不知道为什么而活
So if you don't know why you live,
不知道往哪里去
If you don't have direction,
我们就会充满了抱怨
Then you will fill of complaints.
我们就没有可能见证他是主
Then you cannot testify him as Lord.
而且教会的生活是为了见证他是主
Also the church life is to testify him as Lord.
你属灵的各样的经历要见证他是主。
All the experience that you have spiritually is to testify him as Lord.
他死而复活，你也要在复活上面见证他是主。
His death and resurrection, in the same token, you have to testify him as Lord through resurrection.
他要复兴万物。
He will restore all things.
他要叫一切所有受造之物与他和好。
He will make all the creatures harmonize with him.
我们是他使用的器皿。
We are one of the utensils used by him.
我们需要在这里见证他是主。
We need to testify him as Lord here.
神要叫我们分别为圣。
God wants us to be sanctified.
分别为圣不是叫我们与别人不同。
To be sanctified is not to make us different with others.
叫我们不同的不是我们自己，叫我们不同的乃是他是主。
To make us different is not because we make ourselves different, but He make us different.
如果他不喜悦我们跟世界混在一起
If He was not pleased for us to mix with the world,
不是我们这个天生不喜欢世界
It's not because we don't like this world naturally.
因为他是主
But because He is Lord.
所以你要知道，传耶稣基督是主，是关系到你生活生命的全面性。
So you have to know that when you are preaching Jesus Christ as Lord, it's related to your whole life.
我们需要主帮助我们。
We need God's help.
我想我们还是唱一首诗歌。
And I want to sing a hymn here.
这首诗歌呢，是你们没有唱过的。
This hymn is new to us.
我也很陌生。两节，那一节。我们请姊妹先弹一次。
We'll ask the pianist to play once.
这个曲调很简单，像我唱的时候，如果你会唱，你愿意唱。
It's a very simple melody. When I sing, you can follow.
他开瞎子的眼，他开聋子的耳，他开哑巴的口，叫大麻风接近。他叫世人复活，传福音给穷人。主耶稣这样说，哎罗的得时候，所有的得自由，深渊那人熄灭，瞎眼能看见，耳聋的能听见，哑巴的能说话，大麻风能接近，世人能复活，穷人有福音给你。去背开马来求告他，你儿去背痛马来仰望他，你的身如何能来祷告他，你全人接近吗来触摸他，复活你得着吗来信靠他，福音你认识吗来聆听他，你来你来谦卑来他面前，你来你来谦卑来他面前，他必叫你成为新造的人，他必叫你成为新造的人，他说你的朋友你的朋友，他说有就有，没泪就泪，在他没有难成的事，他必叫你成为新造的人，他必叫你成为新造的人。 你会不会觉得这首诗歌是为了传福音的人？
Do you feel that this song was written to the one who have not believed?
你会不会觉得这是为了我们还没有信主的人呢？
Do you feel that this song was written for the one who have not believed?
在我个人觉得，不是只为着还没有信主的人。
I personally do not feel that it's only for the unbelievers.
是为了我们，也是为了我们每一个信主的人。
But it's for every one of us who believes as well.
他开瞎子的眼。
He opened the blind.
你心中的眼睛被开启了吗？
Is your inner eyes opened?
他开聋子的耳。
He opened the ears of deaf.
你心中的耳朵真的能够听见他吗？
Your inner ears can hear him.
他开哑巴的口。
He opened the mouth of mute.
你的口能够为着主吗？
Can your mouth be for God?
他叫大麻风的的洁净。
He cleaned the leprosy.
我们需不需要被洁净呢？
Do we need to be cleansed?
他叫死人复活。
He called the death to revive.
你真的认识了复活吗？
Do you truly understand the resurrection?
他传福音给穷人。
He preached the gospel to the poor.
如果你真的认识了主，
If you truly know Lord,
你真的得到福音的好处，
If you truly receive the benefit of gospel,
你会没有福音的负担吗？
Can't you have the, don't you have the burden of gospel?
他叫受压制的得自由。
He asked, he released the one who are being pressed.
有没有什么东西压住你呢？
Is there anything pressing you?
你如果被一个东西压住了，你还能自由吗？
If you are suppressed by something, where is your freedom?
你还可能起来宣告耶稣基督是主吗？
Can you still stand up to announce that Lord, Jesus Christ is Lord?
他叫被掳的得释放。
He released the one who are captured.
我们虽然得救了，
Even though we are saved,
我们是一个蒙，我们现在是真的在释放里面呢，还是在被掳的光景里面呢？
Are we in the condition of being freed or still in the capture?
他报告神悦纳人的心。
He announced that God receives people.
你真的享受与主同在的喜乐吗？
Are you really enjoying the the happiness with God?
我不知道你们的情况如何。
I don't know your condition.
但我知道我蒙主的怜悯。
But I know that I receive God's mercy.
我原来是一个看不见主的人。
I was a person who did not see God.
我原来是一个人生没有方向、没有目标的人。
I was a person without any objective.
我不知道人为什么要活在这个世上。
I didn't know why men live on this earth.
我不知道人为什么要忙忙碌碌，为什么要那么多的努力，那么多的这些的追求。
I didn't know why people are so busy and work hard to pursue so many things.
我的耳朵原来也听不见主。
My ears did not hear Lord before.
我像聋子一样。
I was like a deaf.
我的口也从来不会讲说主的。
My mouth would never praise God's name.
是主开了我的口。
But God opened my mouth.
今天我站在你们面前。
Today I stand before you.
有时候也许弟兄姊妹会觉得我好像有时候讲话还蛮流利的。Speak fluently.
Some people feel that my mouth can speak fluently.
但是你们可能没有几个人知道，我大概有十几年话说不出来。
But maybe only a few of you knew that for more than 10 years, I cannot speak a few sentences.
所以我知道不能说话的人心里是非常痛苦的。
So I knew how suffering those people who cannot speak.
我曾经用了非常多自己的努力。
I have put in a lot of effort myself.
我克服了说话的困难。
To conquer the difficulties of not being able to speak.
我非常清楚，人的努力是有他的，是有他可以成就的一个度量的。
I truly understand that when you work hard, you can accomplish to a certain degree.
但是在我得救之后
，But after I'm saved,
主让我学习重新靠主。
Lord, let me learn how to depend on Him.
把我自己曾经努力的。丢在地上
，to throw away what I have worked hard for，
踩在脚下
，to stumble under my feet，
我不能使用它
，I could not use it。
我曾经口疾了十几年
，I was with stubble mouth for for more than 10 years。
在我们当中，我不知道谁曾经口疾过
，I don't know if you have this experience。
但是你要知道那个话你说不出来那个痛苦
，but you have to。To understand the sufferings that when you want to say a word and you cannot.
虽然我曾经用人的努力克服了，胜过了。
Even though I have used my efforts to overcome this.
我也把我的方法交给一些没有信主的人。
And I taught some unbelievers.
他们也一样也得着了。
And they receive the same benefit.
但后来我信主了。
After I'm saved.
主要我不用自己的力量。
Lord asked me not to use my own effort.
口疾又跑上来了。
And my stumble mouth came back.
我又不能说话了。
I could not speak again.
我只有仰望主的怜悯开我的口。
I could only look upon God's mercy to open my mouth.
我只有仰望主的怜悯圣灵充满我让我能够随从圣灵说话。
I look upon God's mercy and follow the Holy Spirit and speak after the Holy Spirit.
如果你没有被主开过口
If you were not opened by God, your mouth,
你不会知道你现在为主能够说几句话是件何等大的恩典跟怜悯。
You will not know that how great it is that you can speak for God.
你有被压制过的经验吗
？Are you being suppressed before？
我们在这个地上常常都受压制。
On this earth, we were always suppressed.
你渴望真的得自由吗
？Do you really hope to receive freedom？
你真的得到了自由吗
？You truly received the freedom？
千万不要骗自己啊
！Do not lie to yourself.
但是你如果真的得着了
，But if you truly receive it。
你怎么能够不传耶稣基督
how can you not preach Jesus Christ?
这首歌是我在去美如家剪头发的路上主给我的。
This song was given to me by God when I was on my way to a sister's home.
调子很简单。
The melody is very simple.
但打动我的心。
But it touched my heart.
我不晓得打不动你有没有打动你的心但打动我的心。
I don't know if it moved your heart, but it moved my heart.
我有时候哼起来我就觉得里面觉得非常的里面非常的舒服就对了。
I feel comfortable when I was humming this song.
至少主是给我。
Unless, at least this song is given to me.
而且呢主让我去经历这些话的许多的方面。
And God has made me experience all respect in this song.
今天我们已经信主了。
Today we are believers.
我们难道不需要这些吗
？Don't we need these?
难道这些离我们都很远吗
？Isn't these far away from us?
如果你认识他是主
，If you know that He is Lord,
你会发现这些在你身边是活的东西。
You will see that these are all living around you.
我们再唱一次
And let's sing again.
打开瞎子的眼，打开聋子的耳，打开哑巴的口。叫大麻风解禁，他叫世人复活，传福音给穷人。主耶稣这样说，被掳的都是好，受压的都自由。深夜那人熄灭
瞎眼的能看见耳聋的能听见哑巴的能说话大麻风被解禁
世人能复活穷人有福音给你眼须被开吗来求告他你耳须被痛吗来仰望他你的身如何呢来祷告他你全人皆寂寞
来主摸他，复活你的咒骂，来信靠他，不依你的神啊，来聆听他，你来你来，谦卑来他面前，你来你来，谦卑来他面前，他必叫你成为新造的人，他必叫你成为新造的人，他所有就有，每每就每，在他没有难成的事，他必叫你成为新造的人，他必叫你成为新造的人。
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，只有你知道。
Lord, only you know.
我们需要受何等的更新。
How much renewed we need.
我们需要受何等的变化。
How much change we need.
我们的眼睛要怎么样被开启。
How much open we need our eyes.
我们的耳朵要怎么样被开通。
How much opening to our ears.
让我们真正认识你是主。
Let us truly know that you are Lord.
我们需要的释放。
We need to be released.
我们需要的自由。
We need the freedom.
我们需要自由的来到你面前。
We need to be freely come before you.
我们需要自由的来敬拜你。
We need to come to praise you.
我们需要自由的来跟随你。
We need to come freely to follow you.
我们需要自由的来侍奉你。
We need to come serve you freely.
我们需要自由的来宣告耶稣基督是主。
We need to come announce you Jesus Christ as Lord freely.
求你怜悯恩待我们。
Please have mercy on us.
在我们身上做人所不能做的工作。
To work on us that man cannot work.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.